Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, thank you, thank you that you thought it not robbery to allow us to come together yet again in your word to seek your will and get some wisdom imparted to us from the mouthpiece with the message. Lord, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus that you continue to just touch the two amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoons, whose yes founded this call. Their obedience is why we can come together each morning and get a word from on high. Lord, we ask that you continue to keep Artist Life and the Des De Leon family. Lord, order their steps. Give them the divine path that you would have Artist Life to follow. Lord, we thank you. We bless you. We magnify your name. And we call it done in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We say amen, amen, and amen. We are so glad that each and every one of you have joined us this morning. And I will now turn the call over to our host. Host, are you there?
Minister Kai, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Minister Tiffany. The floor is yours.
Amen. To God be the glory. Thank you so much, Minister Kai, for seating us and greeting us and for opening us up in prayer on this weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. Wednesday, what a powerful tag. Thank you so much, woman of God, for all you do for the kingdom of God. God bless you. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to the Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside here in Inglewood, California. And I greet each and every single one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. And I welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call. On behalf of our two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call. This call started back on October the 25th, 2010, and our mission statement for this call is that as you dial in to this call each and every Monday through Friday, that your life will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as you begin your day. Here on the Master's Call with the Master, we stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." So we start this call off in prayer, and we end this call in prayer, and then on Fridays we open up the line to take your prayer requests, your praise reports, and to hear your testimonies. Also, if you are visiting us for the first time, we just want to let you know, first of all, we would like to say welcome. And secondly, we want to let you know that we have a website for this call, so you have not missed anything because you have the opportunity to go to our website, which is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. You will see all of the information for this call. All of our messages have been archived since the inception of this call. So please, please, please visit our website. Also, there are opportunities for you to serve the kingdom here on the Master's Call. And how would you go about doing that? Well, we have an email address, and that's info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. There are opportunities for you to host as I'm doing right now, and then to greet as Minister Kai just did. And then also if you have a message that you want to share with the masses, then there's an opportunity for you to do that as well here on the Master's Call. So again, please send an email to info@themasterscall.net. And our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. And also, each and every single day, we get a chance to go ahead and head over to the Artist Life call immediately following this call. And so we invite you to join us there. Today is Awareness Wednesday, and so the number to call in for that call is 712-770-4005 and the access code 294-617-pound. That is immediately following this call. Also, on May the 6th and May the 20th. May the 6th in California, Los Angeles, California, and May 20th in Houston, Texas. All roads lead to the Artist Life Leadership Summit. And so we ask that you will put that save the date on your calendar so that you can make yourselves available to be at one of those events, whether it's in California or whether it's the one in Texas or maybe it's even both. So that will be completely and totally up to you, but we look forward to hugging your neck at one of those events, and we're excited to hear and see what Artist Life has in store for you and how an appointment with Artist Life can change your life, but only if you let it. Well, now it's time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. So I have the opportunity to bring on a phenomenal speaker this morning. We affectionately, she is affectionately known to each of us as Minister Ada Lavette Grace, and she is on the East Coast in Brooklyn, New York. I'm telling you, she is on fire for God. She's on fire to share how important God is in her life, in the life of her family. Today we celebrate her husband Doug's birthday. We say happy birthday, Doug, her beloved husband. And so she and Doug, they are co-founders of Arago Productions. She is an Artist Life distributor. I absolutely love and adore her. Happy opportunity to be in her presence here in California a few weeks ago, and I'm telling you, she is just as bubbly and live as you hear her voice on this line in person. She is a mother, and I'm telling you, she is doing awesome and amazing things for God. She is a grandmother, and she is our minister with the message this morning. So this morning, I hope that you have your Bible. I hope that you have your pen and your tablets, and you're ready to take notes in your ears. Your heart is open to receive what thus says the Lord. So at this time, without further ado, it is an honor, a privilege, and pleasure to bring to you an anointed, dedicated, and appointed one, none other than Minister Ada Lavette Grace. Are you out there this morning, Minister Ada?
Wow, wow, wow. Minister Tiffany, can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, woman of God. The platform is yours.
Thank you so much, Tiffany. Tiffany, it was so wonderful to finally hug your neck and just embrace you. I've been serving with you on the Master's Call for several years. I am a part of your awesome and amazing team. I have learned so much for you, and that's why I like to say you are an awesome teacher. You have a tender heart. You are insightful. You are favored by God. You are faithful. You are anointed. You are a noble lady. And you yield to the Holy Spirit. So thank you. Thank you for that warm introduction and for those kind words. I also want to give a mighty shout out to Minister Kai. She is keenly aware of the call that is on her life. She is insightful. And what many of you may not know about Minister Kai is that she is a published author. The name of her book, When God Birthed the Ministry. I invite you to go to Amazon.com and get that book. I have not read it yet, but I plan to. She is also the founder of Speak Life Christian Ministries. So I thank God for the opportunity to serve with such women of excellence. And then I would be remiss if I did not take time to say, happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to my beloved Douglas Cortland Grace. He is my delicious chocolate. He is good to me. He is what many people may not know about my beloved. He is just an amazing man. He had perfect attendance from kindergarten through 12th grade. Did you hear what I said? He had perfect school attendance from kindergarten through the 12th grade, and I get the pleasure of sleeping with the boss. Yes, I do. He is the visionary behind Ergo Productions, and we are gearing up for our third annual community event, Abraham Day. For more information, go to ergopro.net. And then I must take time to honor my spiritual big sisters, my mentors, my loves. I love them so very much. Dr. P.K. Roberts, you are a super fantastic lady. Yes, you are. And our mother eagle. Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, taking such good care of our dear mother Josie. Well, when you want, you're talking about a fresh word of God. This is a fresh word of God. Before I get into my message, and I want to already say first that I know I'm not going to get through all of it today, but I am going to attempt to give you a good portion of it, and then by God's grace, I will come back. It is still National Kidney Month. So I want you to take care of your kidneys, and if you're able to join us on the morning motivational call, today is Awareness Wednesday, where the power couple of health will be sharing with you on an important topic. Take care of your kidneys by first drinking quality water. I have heard Queen Victoria Flanagan always say, drink quality water every 2 hours during your waking hours. Drink that crayon aloe. Crayon aloe is one of the best things for your kidneys. And give it to your children. Give it to your spouse. Now, I also want to say happy Women's History Month. We're towards the end of it, but I want to highlight two amazing women in history. Check this out. I got my glasses today. Willa, this one is for you. Willa Beatrice Brown earned a private pilot license with a near-perfect score in 1938. She received her Civil Aeronautics Administration Ground School Instructor rating in 1940. She co-founded the Kofi School of Aeronautics. How about that? The next one I have for you, anyone knows me knows that I love music. I love the entertainment. I pray God's blessings that Ergo Productions will be able to produce good Christian entertainment down the road. Josephine Baker appeared in Noble, Cecil, and UB Blake's all-black musical Shuffle Along at the age of 15 in 1921. She was an amazing performer in Paris, creating the La Sauvage dance image and became the Black Venus of France. Did you know that she sang in 6 different languages? Josephine Baker. And Nanny Helen Burrell. Listen about Miss Burrell, founder of the National Training School for Women and Girls in Washington, D.C. She organized the Women's Auxiliary of the National Baptist Convention in 1900. And she conceived of the National Women's Day and wrote the play, The Slab Town District Convention, in 1908. So those are three women you're definitely going to want to look up, was Nanny Helen Burrows, Willa Beatrice Brown, and Josephine Baker. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, I come this morning confessing that I so fall short of your glory. I am not the issue. I am not the concern. and I am not the focus this morning. For on the master's call, it's all about the master. So I come before you this morning as your mouthpiece this morning, able to confess that I am not perfect. I am human. I make mistakes. Sometimes I feel so inadequate. But today, I step down and I step back and allow your Holy Spirit to come and speak through me as you will to these your people. I ask this in the matchless name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, if you have your Bibles or however you read the Word of God, would you be so kind as to turn with me to 1 John? 1 John, that's near the back of the book. I like the book. I use the electronics when I have to, but I prefer the book. My Bible is on page 844. If I was to title my message on today, it would be, I Confess. Begin with me at verse 5, and we're going to read through the second chapter through the sixth verse. And this is how it reads in the New International Version. This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us of our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word has no place in our lives. My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anybody does sin, we have one. Hallelujah. Say one. We have one who speaks to the Father in our defense, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. We know that we have come to know him if we obey his commands. The man who says, I know him, but does not do what he commands is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But if anyone obeys his word, God's love is truly made complete in him. This is how we know that we are in him. Whoever claims to live in him must walk as Jesus did. Amen, amen. That's a whole mouthful right there. And as we prepare to get ready for Resurrection Sunday, I am reminded that we have to confess our sins to our Heavenly Father. We have to confess our sins to each other. The Bible says in James, confess your sins to one another that you may be healed. And we're going to start to look at a brother this morning who had no problem confessing his inadequacies. He had no problem letting it be known what were his issues. And so those of you that know me know that I am a music lover. And there was an album by Usher in 2004. In fact, it won the Grammy for Best Contemporary R&B Album. And the name of that album that won was entitled Confessions. You see, part of your walk, hallelujah, part of your walk is daily confessions of where you fall short, daily confession, confessing sin. So many times in our lives we move about, sometimes not even acknowledging when we have erred, when we have made a mistake. And you know, it's just so interesting that the Lord would bring this message, because just this morning I was dealing with a very dissatisfied customer. When you take the courage of being a business owner, there are times when you are going to have dissatisfaction. We are experiencing explosive growth in our company, praise the Lord. And as a consequence, some of the products that you and I may order may take more time than it has in the past. And as a result, you have to deal with some people who are dissatisfied because they have had to wait. But I want to say to those of you that have the courage, first, to be in business, first of all, a lot of folks don't have the courage, okay? They rather be on a job that they hate. Their feet hurt, their back hurt, and everything else hurt. But then when you, as a small business owner, try to go out and service people with the right motives and the right heart, sometimes you're going to be misunderstood. Sometimes they're going to talk about you like a dog. But so what? You keep going. You know who you are, and you know whose you are. Let's get back to the text. I just needed to say that. I just needed to get that off of my chest this morning. Okay, now turn with me to Exodus, the fourth chapter, beginning with verse 1. And like I said, I'm looking at the time. I think what I'm going to do, let me just stop here. I'm going to come back to you because I want to end early, because I want to give you an opportunity to confess your anger, confess your bitterness. If you have that in your heart, it is important that you clear your heart, that you make things right with the Father. And so let's go back to the text, and then we'll look at Moses the next time, because my time is almost all gone. Just breaking this down, it's really talking about that when you are a believer, when you are a Christian, when you are a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are going to have some issues and concerns that sometimes require you to confess. I have to confess this morning, I was really irritated and frustrated by, I have been servicing clients for over 30 years in some capacity. And so trying to deal with someone who is very upset, who went on to call me some terrible names and attack my very character, I have to confess that that really irritated me this morning. But I know, thank you, Lord, I know who I am, and I know whose I am. So I know how to take a deep breath. I know how to be very thoughtful in how I respond when we react to someone who is angry. There is no thought there. And you may say or do something that you may have to go back and apologize. But when you take time to respond, there is a thought process behind that. There is, I am trying to service you. I am trying to explain that there were some things that happened that were out of my control. I acknowledge your anger. I acknowledge your disappointment. But when you are a minister in the marketplace, you will be attacked because you have the courage to go out and be that minister in the marketplace. At this time, my time has already come and gone, so I'm going to turn it over to, as I said, a tender-hearted, a truly blessed woman of God, Minister Tiffany, back to you.
Minister Ada, are you able to hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can hear you. I had muted myself out. Yes, ma'am, I hear you.
Amen.
Right, okay, amen. Great.
Thank you so much, Minister Ada, for just displaying your heart to us this morning. And may God continue to bless you. May he continue to lift you up. And may he continue to just do great and greater and newer things in your life in 2017. I will be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction for this day. At this time, let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bless your holy name. We magnify you and we glorify you because you are God and you are God Almighty. And so we thank you for this new day that you have made, the 29th day of March 2017, a day that we have never seen before, God, but that you have blessed us to be able to wake up in. So today, God, we submit ourselves to you. We seek you first in your kingdom and your righteousness, and we know that everything that we need, God, that you will supply it according to your riches and glory. So we thank you that we are your sons and your daughters, and we thank you, God, that you know what's best for each and every single one of our lives. And so as we have gathered here on the Master's Call, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that our lives will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we go out into the kingdom, God, and as we shine our lights bright so that men will know that there is a true and living God, and his name is Jesus Christ. So I ask right now that you would that we would realize that we are healed already in the name of Jesus, and that we would speak life, that we would speak that out into existence, that we would say that we are healed, we are delivered, we are whole. We walk in the anointing and the power of God. Our lives are aligned with purpose because you, God, have planned our lives. You have planned our and ordered our every single step. And God, today we surrender and our submit ourselves to you that your will be manifest here on earth as it is in heaven, God. I thank you for Minister Ada Levette Grace, and I thank you, God, for creating her. I thank you that she is fearfully and wonderfully made, that nothing is broken in her life, and that every single thing that she needs is met in the name of Jesus. I pray right now for her household. I pray for her business. I pray for her ministry. I pray for her husband, her children, and her grandchildren. God, I decree and I declare on this line right now that for her and for everyone else under the sound of my voice, that no weapon which prospers shall no weapon which is formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. And we are covered by the blood, and the blood still works. So God, we thank you, we bless you, we praise you, we magnify you, and we glorify you, and we surrender and submit ourselves to you in the mighty, in the matchless, in the magnificent, in the marvelous name of Jesus Christ. I pray right now in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. I want to thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. To listen to the replay for this message and for this call, please dial 712-432-1085. The access code is 957-677-pound. Don't forget our website, www.themasterscall.net. Also, we'll be heading over to the Artist Life Awareness Wednesday call. That number is 712-770-4005. The access code is 294-617-POUND. Please save the date, May the 6th and May the 20th. May the 6th in California, and May the 20th in Houston, Texas. Our roads lead to the Artist Life Leadership Summit. So please, please, please start making plans and preparations to be there. Thank you again, Minister Kai, for seating us and greeting us this morning, for giving us our time. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. Hallelujah. Wednesday, Minister Ada Levette Grace, thank you so much for being our messenger with the message this morning. May God continue to bless you. May he continue to keep you. And remember to allow your light to continue to shine bright in each and every single life that you encounter. God has great things in store for each of you. So go out and make your day great. And we will hear you on tomorrow on the Master's Call. Minister Ada, come back and give us our benediction for this day.
Thank you, Minister Tiffany. You know I love me some you. You're amazing. God bless you. To him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ, our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. Go out and be someone's answered prayer today. Thank God for you. Thank God for the Master's Call. God bless you. See you right back here tomorrow on the Master's Call. Have a great day, everybody. Bye-bye now.